Glory to God forever and ever. Jesus Christ is alive. Amen. He's the Son of God and the Lord God Almighty. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time. We thank you for everything that you've done for us. Thank you for saving us. Jesus, thank you for saving us, for doing infinitely more. Holy Spirit, we welcome you and acknowledge that you are God. And I pray right now and believe with those listening for their needs. Whatever need it is, if two of you agree on earth as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them by my Father in heaven. Amen. We believe that. And mostly, I believe with them, if they just believe with me now, for Jesus to reveal yourself to you in his glory and majesty. Amen. I'm planning to do a series called The Sacrifice of Jesus. And I think it's going to, you know, this past sub-series is called, basically the theme was Jesus is alive. And now we're getting close to Easter. Jesus Christ, his sacrifice will be honored and proclaimed for eternity. Amen. But I still want to emphasize this series is a sub-series because the overall series is the glory of the Lord. The glorious presence of God Almighty, of Jesus Christ, is available to every person in the world because Jesus is alive and because of his sacrifice, coming to the earth, living as a man, dying for the world. He's now alive forever. So let's remember from the surface, if someone is unsaved, if someone has not met the Holy Spirit, there are many misconceptions and misperceptions that they will have about our most holy faith. And we know that the sacrifice of Jesus, what he did, it's very harsh and brutal. Jesus suffered greatly. He shed his blood 7 times. He died on the cross. That's something that is hard for us as humans to really understand in the natural. Okay, now let's move to a different topic, and I've discussed this before, but many misconceptions about the gospel, about what it's like to know Jesus Christ. We, again, in the natural, people think that it's just so difficult and it's boring and it's dead religion, okay? And then also we think that we're going to have to go into this, you know, give up all these things and do's and don'ts, and we have to deny ourselves. That's a scripture. Deny ourselves, take up our cross, follow him. We have to, you know, give up everything. Jesus said, anyone who comes after me, he said, anyone who does not give up everything he has cannot be my disciple. Okay, so there's all these different, here's my point. Without the Holy Spirit, we don't understand the gospel. But when we meet him, he's the most wonderful, most beautiful being in the universe. His name is Jesus Christ, and that's what humans were created and born to know him, to fellowship with him forever. And his presence, the glory of the Lord, is actually the Lord. His presence, his glory that's available today. And so it's a celebration. It's a glorious celebration. Someone may say, well, wait, what about the sacrifice of Jesus that is going to be honored and proclaimed? And now you're saying it's a celebration where it's a celebration beyond celebration. Like, it's the glorious, it's what humans were created to do. So glorious, so wonderful. Jesus Christ offers happiness, joy, pleasures forevermore, love, faith, hope, peace, joy, on and on and on. Abundant life, the Zoe kind of life, the divine nature, the divine life. On, these are just, he offers this for eternity. Someone may say, well, wait, what is it? Is it the sacrifice of Jesus where he suffered so much? But then you're saying it's a glorious celebration. Which is it? It's both. Our most holy faith is everything to us. There is, within that celebration, challenging things. There are challenging things. For example, persecution. Okay? We might be persecuted. We don't want that, but I want this overall series, I'm just going to want to continue about the glory of the Lord, about how he offers to fellowship. I mean, just that truth, that revelation is just incredible. I remember Reinhard Bonnke in a message, he opened up one of his, this is a message that was on I just heard a recording of it. He opened it up with, let's give a big hand for Jesus. Thank you, and he proclaimed, thank you, Jesus, for dying for us, for bleeding for us, for saving us. When the Holy Spirit will reveal to us how much Jesus Christ has done for us, and we are just glad to serve him, walk with him. What a privilege. He came to the earth as a man, died for us, suffered greatly. It's only reasonable and common sense that we give our life back to him. And when we do that, we move into this celebration, the abundant life that, like I mentioned, the divine nature, the abundant life. It's limitless. It's eternal life. It's knowing the only true God in Jesus Christ, whom he has sent. So this is what humans were born to do. I want to just continue to proclaim that, because it is frustrating. And I mentioned Reinhard Bonnke because he really emphasized this. Okay, he's one of the great evangelists, patriarch of the faith. If you don't know much about him, look him up. He's now gone on to heaven, but his ministry is just, he's a patriarch of the faith. And he emphasized the glorious celebration. And how ironic it is and tragic that, but let me say this. He emphasized how, like I've said this before, but in his message, he said, you must come out of dead religion. You must come out, and he was very serious about telling people, answering objections, basically, that people have. He said, we can't cross-question the Almighty God, but he greatly emphasized the celebration. And how do we know that? Well, if we really look at what Jesus taught, we see, for example, he said, anyone who leaves, family and houses for me shall not fail to receive 100-fold in this life and in the life to come with persecutions. And how do we walk in this? It's the power of the Holy Spirit, the glorious presence of God, the presence of Jesus Christ. Heaven is filled with the presence of Jesus. Amen. And I want to emphasize this about this series, the sacrifice of Jesus. That phrase actually comes from a book called Angels on Assignment by Roland Buck. You can look up that book. It might be out of print, written many years ago. But angels came to this pastor in the United States, visited him at his home. Okay, glorious angels. Again, they're made from God's glory. He couldn't believe it. It changed his whole ministry, of course. But one of the messages they gave him was that the sacrifice of Jesus will be honored and proclaimed for eternity. So that's where that phrase comes from. You know, that's the source. I did not come up with that phrase. We've got a website we created called thesacrificeofjesus.com. I'll put some of that, hopefully, in the notes. But what made me think about that was I was saying, okay, the presence of God, the presence of Jesus available on the earth fills the earth, okay, and really fills the universe. We know that heaven, the third heaven, God's home, is filled with the presence of God, the presence of Jesus Christ. Glorious. And this man, his name is Roland Buck, okay? He's the man who wrote the book Angels on Assignment and another book, Angels Visited His Home. He actually went to heaven, okay? And one of the things he said specifically was there was a total absence of the piety that we associate with Christianity with. Total absence. People were happy, relaxed, having fun, they were being themselves. They were celebrating the great God Almighty, Jehovah God, and His Son, Jesus Christ. Total absence of this gross piety and religious, dead religion, which is just rampant. I want to say it with emphasis, and I'm now so glad that even this week, the last few days, a great man of God has given messages on YouTube about religious spirits and this spirit of religion and people. I mean, it's just rampant. It's just that this dead religion and the piety. Okay, why do people do this? I don't know, but we as humans, again, we miss it in many ways. We all miss it, but we somehow think that we have to act. This is just one aspect of it, okay? We think that we have to really act right and be pious people act spiritual and they do all these things and maybe they're trying, bless their hearts, okay? But this is a celebration of Jesus Christ. It's glorious. It's wonderful. It's awesome. It's fun. It's exciting. It's thrilling. The presence of Jesus is what humans were born to do and experience. We were born to fellowship with God. He's a God of celebration. Every good thing comes from Him. Think about this. Every unbeliever, every good thing that they have, that they enjoy, that they experience, for the most part, I mean, there's maybe, for the most part, now I'm not saying sin, okay, drugs and excessive riotous living, that's not from God, obviously. And it's not, they may think that they're getting some pleasure, it's just temporary pleasure. But God created family, friends, nature, food, all food and all food, God created the source and the substance of all food. People love food, right? Okay. He created it. He thought of it. There's food in heaven. There's trees with fruit in heaven. God created sex. The enemy has twisted many of these things. But more than those, God created and thought of and is love. He is hope, faith, goodness, light, revelation, on and on and on. Every spiritual, harmony, peace. He's the Prince of Peace. He gives perfect peace, the peace that passes all understanding. It just goes on and on. Now, so let me finish with this. I know I'm presenting, this is kind of an opening message about the sacrifice of Jesus. I want to, this is kind of in the theme of Easter, which is in about a week. But within this, it's the celebration. And it's so tragic. Our ministry is primarily evangelism. And how tragic it is that most people just do not see this and don't accept it and don't get saved and they say no and they go, and then we as believers, we even miss the fact that it's a celebration and the fact that it's glorious and wonderful. His presence available on the earth, the presence of Jesus Christ. He's alive forevermore. His power, His glory, beyond what we can comprehend. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or even imagine. His presence is how we do these things. It's how we walk with Him. It's how when we meet Him, we just naturally want to and desire and will be able to walk with Him. How glory to God. And He will reveal the sacrifice of Jesus. He will reveal how much, what, if you look at the overall truth, John Wesley said it so great, perfectly. God came to earth as a man and justified Himself to the world. God gave His Son, who is His Son, one with the Father and before the foundation of the world, basically the highest Jehovah God, the highest created being under Him, His Son, Jesus Christ, who came to the earth, became the last, died for the world. Jesus said, if anyone wants to be first, he must become the very last and the servant of all. Jesus fulfilled that. Become last and become the servant of all. I mean, to think that and so He deserves. He's now at the highest place under Jehovah God. Amen. And even Jesus Christ is actually the Lord God Almighty. That's an eternal revelation. We just gladly want to walk with Him, serve Him, know Him, worship Him, learn from Him. Amen, amen. So, thank you for being a part of this ministry. A shout out to listeners in various countries. Shout out to listeners in Singapore. These are just some of the where most of our listeners live. Singapore, Germany, Russia, Canada, the UK, Egypt. South Africa, Nigeria, Philippines, Netherlands, in Europe, also Australia. We're here for you. We want, again, we're believing with you. Please send us an email, hello@wonderreality.org. Blessings.